Peter, your reaction to that result?
Oh, look, they were just too big, too fast and too physical for us.
You knew what was going to come, though, didn't you?
Oh, we'd prepared well. We had to control the ruck to keep Giro and Price out of the game, and they had a field day through the lack of control on the ruck.
You get frustrated with that. You must be tearing your hair out with telling players week in, week out, what's coming, what to do, and they don't deliver it.
No, that's a job we're in. The job is to make them do it. So, you know, I've got to look at myself as well as the players, so I'm not going to just point the finger at them, but I thought our preparation this week from the players and staff, the staff I've got available, was terrific. It was faultless, and, you know, we know what we had to do. We couldn't carry it through.
You got a good start, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a bit lucky. I still think we're not on song. We're nowhere near it.
How do you fix that up, then?
Well, keep saying it's hard work, but we just got to keep working hard. There's things we've all worked our backside off this week, and I was extremely confident of victory today, providing we could do control that ruck, and we couldn't. They were just too big for us, too physical. The number of times we couldn't put them on the ground, the offload, it was men against boys there at times.
Well, Scott Giroux and Lupini Pea had a field day, didn't they? There's no doubt about that. No one got to grips with them at all.
No, well, Scott Giroux, I know about Lupini Pea, but Scott Giroux definitely did. He was off the back of a lot of quick play, the balls, but I thought their forward pack were all pretty good.
And yet, it was a story of the number sevens, because just before half time, an errant pass gets intercepted. You're 10 metres away from the line. You score. You could possibly go in at half time with a 4-point spread at 18-14. Instead, it's 22-8. That's the killer, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's quite a few killers. That was one of many. It was one of many. In the end of the day, we weren't good enough. We weren't good enough there today, defensively, and we missed opportunities in our attack. Then we started chasing points, and it was, as I said, we fell into a game of touch football with them there, except they were a bit more physical with their touches.
Well, they are a big side, but they've also got expansive players off the back of that. I guess you look at them and you think to yourself, well, that's the sort of side we want to be, but we're a million miles away from it at the moment.
Yeah, right at this moment we are.
How quickly is it going to be that you can close that gap? Can you do it this season?
Oh, well, geez, there's still plenty of footy to play the rest of this year. I definitely think we can close a gap this year. The upside is I saw enough in the last 15 minutes, enough attitude and defence, and when the boys got real dirty, I saw some attitude and defence that we needed to start the game with. That gives me enough confidence that next time we play them, we'll start that game. And yeah, the boys said maybe we give them too much respect. I don't know about that either. I just think we got conned a little bit there. They were here for a soft win, and we fell into that trap, I think.
Does your side have an inherent soft underbelly at the moment, do you think, Peter?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay, you gave a couple of young boys an opportunity. How did you think James Cunningham went?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, I was get some time into him. He actually hurt his ankle, so we thought we'd get him off rather than leave him out there. Not bad, but he's got the Australian tour coming up. So we thought rather than risk him and jeopardise that, we'd get him off. And Chris Green was pretty good for the last 15, 20 minutes. I thought he played about the last 20, 22, something like that. I thought he went okay for us as well.
Rude awakening for him, though. It's a hard school, isn't it, to come into it? He'll learn lessons from that.
Yeah, well, the front rowers, they come from a tough school. So he went on at, you know, not the great place in a game for a young front rower to go on with 20-odd minutes to go, and the scoreline heavily against us, but he showed enough there that he's going to be a player with us for a while.
Well, you alluded to the fact it was a bad day at the office, Peter. In terms of bad days at the office, how bad was it?
No, they don't get too much worse, do they?
No. Okay, but you've got to pick yourself up now, because you've got the big one coming up a week on Monday.
Yeah, we'll have no problems getting up for that. I wouldn't doubt anyone's desire to play in that, and we'll be right for it.
Big important game as well, isn't it, in terms of when you look at the points that have drifted away and playoff dreams and all the rest of it?
Oh, they're all important the back end of the year, so I wouldn't say anyone's more important than the other.